Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He was born a father to a bond on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Sir Elton bringing us back. That's Lee Vaughn from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Chaim Herring is here. Chaim is a rabbi and an organizational and management expert. He's the CEO of ChaimHerring.com. Is that the best website?
It is, Jim.
ChaimHerring.com, Chaim Herring. The author of Connecting Generations, Bridging the Boomer Gen X and Millennial Divide. And there's another generation you're going to start working on, isn't it, Chaim?
Yes, I think you stimulated in our last visit some thoughts about what could be a next book around maybe Gen X and Gen Z.
Yeah. You know what? You know what's funny? And Gen Z folks, they're the babies. They're the ones that are in high school and just now starting to college. You know what's funny? And I may have mentioned this before, Chaim. A few years ago, I had a late 20s boomer. Gen Y millennial working with me. She'd been with me 4 or 5 years, and then a guy came in who was 23 or so, fairly new out of college. And they were working in the same room, and he was driving her crazy. His millennialism was making her millennialism crazy. They were driving each other nuts. It was so funny. He wasn't even respecting her, and she didn't like it.
Well, as boomers, we can just sit back and smile because that next wave, it's arrived.
Yeah, yeah. But one of the things that I would like to help to get the millennials to do is have a better, and you talk about this in your book, is have a little more of a sense of humor. I'll walk up to a millennial that is about to wait on me, and they're working somewhere, and I'll walk up. You know me, I'm going to engage them. I'm going to tease them. I'm going to make a joke. I'm going to say something to brighten up their day somehow or another, and they'll look at me like, "What? Who are you, and why have you dropped into my world all of a sudden? What is this? What is this thing? What are you saying to me?" You know, I want to say, lighten up a little bit, dude. You know, we're not going to get out of this alive. What do you think?
I think that's really where a lot of conflict occurs for the reason that you mentioned. We as boomers, I think, had a goal-driven, obsessed, tenacious, hard-driving, but we also like to bring a little bit of enjoyment to work, a little joy to work. And millennials, because they are hyper competitive in a way, they sometimes don't understand our sense of humor. So right. They can interpret it as somehow being diminished. And right. I think that's where this idea of reciprocal mentoring can help a little bit.
Tell us about that. I love that term. It's pretty intuitive, but tell us about it.
So a friend of mine who works with boomers and with younger generations as well, I mentioned him in the book, his name is Stuart Himmelfarb. After 2011, he and a group of individuals self-organized and since 2011 have been going down to New Orleans every year to help rebuild after Hurricane Katrina. And he said to me, I noticed that there was really something interesting that happened on the job site. It didn't matter if the site manager was 22, 42, 62. There was a job to be done. Age didn't make a difference. Whoever had the knowledge and the skills to get the thing done, they were the ones who, on an ad hoc basis, led the charge and got it done. And from there, he coined the term reciprocal mentoring, meaning that everybody, if they're open and communicate well, has something to learn from someone else.
Well, and this is really dramatized in the workplace today because, I'm capable enough to have started a company from nothing, but I got kids coming out of college coming to work for me who are teaching me things about technology, and I've been using technology since before their mother was born. You know, I was on my I was on computer since I've been on computer since 1975. So I own one of the first Macintoshes. You know, so
wait, you mean computers existed in 1975?
Yeah, they did. They did. And so but my point, yeah, exactly. But the thing is that it was still they've shown me new things that I didn't, you know, that they've helped me. And so you're right about the mentoring. I mean, they can learn some things about from me about how to serve customers, about how to take care of customers, how to price your products right. I mean, there's a lot of things they can learn from me, but I learn from them. But I think both of us, there's only one way that you can have this kind of reciprocal mentoring. There's one word that has to be the nexus of all of that, Haim, and that's respect. Mutual respect for the other person and where they're coming from and what they bring to the table. If you don't have that, it won't work. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, I hope that was the word you're going to say. I'm not surprised. You're correct. And I think that rather than diving right into the work, just take somebody out to lunch, go for a walk if the weather is nice, just build up a little bit of personal trust and kind of set the way communications will happen, what the goals are, what the accountability is, and be human with one another.
I like that. Humanity. That's what it is. Hey, Haim, give us the website again, please.
www.haimherring, HAYIMHERRING.com.
All right. So check it out. The books are there. Hey, Haim, come back soon.
I sure will.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.